level concierge service when you call our office, you email our office, you need help with a federal case, maybe it's a Social Security benefit or disability, VA. To date, our caseworkers, not me, but our caseworkers have, we don't have a sign up here, but returned more than $7.5 million that the federal government was holding on. So regardless of what comes out of today in this town hall tour, I do want you to know that if you have an issue, we can help with that. If you call one of our offices, we will return your call. We will return your email. We keep it all on computer through a program called Fireside. So, all right, that being said, enough of you know my history. I'm not going to give a long-winded speech. We've got to be out here at what time?
9:20.
So we got about 30 minutes. And this is the last stop. I mean, this isn't the last stop. This is the last day on our town hall tour. We've done 4 days. We're doing 15 stops. I do it every August. A lot of people are not doing these because they don't want to face the heat. And as a good Democrat, Harry Truman once said, if you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen. All right? We're in the kitchen today. So bring the heat. Who's got the first question? Yes, sir, back there. Please state your name and then your...
I'm a biology professor here at this local college, and mine deals with science. I just want a background. You have a university, you have a degree.
Not a college degree, no, sir.
So your science may be limited.
My science is very limited, yes.
Okay, two things. Okay, one is on our current medical area. We got a drug-addled, worm-eaten person in charge of health. We just yesterday, all the major CDC people quit because they very succinctly said why they quit. How can we keep supporting that guy? He's killing us. He's killing us with inaction. He's killing us with making medical science not publish papers and share papers. He's taking away the CDC, the NIH, the NSF. All of our major science have been throttled by this administration, and I can't stand it. It kills me. Okay, and I don't understand. You I know, should be, it's our health care. He's taking away vaccines. He's taking away all those things. I do not understand at all. We've gotten to this point to be the world leader in medicine. Now we're falling back so far, we're shamed. I have friends in Germany who laugh at us where we're at. It's just ridiculous where we're at in science. The second part of that is, I'm actually a marine biologist. We have a coral reef restoration project. I know you're climate change denier, but we have a huge one up here. I have 60 majors here in Missouri.
I've toured that.
Okay, and climate change is real, no matter what people think. I'm fighting it. I've been diving for 49 years, and half of the corals I used to see are gone because of climate change. It's pH and temperature rising. It is totally due to the climate, and I'm mad. I'm sad. You know, people are taking oil money, coal money, and they're sacrificing our environment for money, and it has to stop somewhere because our children and grandchildren are going to have to live in this environment. And if we keep sacrificing the environment for the sake of money, we are going to kill the environment. So that's my two things. Medical and environment are two huge concerns that this administration is completely throttling. So I don't know, you know, it's just, it's frustrating. Probably for all of us, frustrating. Especially as we get older, the whole vaccine thought. You know, you don't need vaccines, or only certain people can get vaccines. We need vaccines to protect everybody, not a select few. So that's my thought.
Thank you. That is an amazing department there with the research that's going into the oceanographic. Who would have thought? And it's a beautiful college campus, by the way. Yes, ma'am.
Do you want comments?
Any
comments?
Columbia, Missouri.
Hi.
And Tanya. And hi. And so with all the people who are homeless and unhoused, a lot of the mental health and the addictions take a higher level of care as far as returning to a healthy state. I've heard there's things called med beds, and I've heard that heavy metals and other things are, you know, in their systems, and that is what's causing a lot of their mental chaos. And so a lot of the doctors that are looking into a wide range of nutrition and other modalities to help people, do you know, are these any discussions that you all are having at the national level as far as helping people that are unfortunately not able to help themselves?
Yeah. Are they called med beds?
Med beds.
I have not heard of that term. I'll do some research on that. I am a proponent of more research and more money for mental health issues. I think we have a mental health crisis in America. 14 years ago this November, my best friend took his life. And he was the weather guy at Fox 4 when I was there. And it's been a very tough thing to continue. And I know it's tough for families. I think we saw a good example yesterday of mental health issue that was untreated, and now some children are dead because of that. So we will look into that, and I think that's all I can say on that. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Chuck Macy, I'm a consultant. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it. I want to do a little different. A couple compliments for your staff, your office, and of course you. I'm on a rural cemetery board about 8 miles south of here, and we were having difficulty with the IRS getting a tax ID number so we can get a 503C, and Michelle helped us greatly on that. I definitely appreciate that. And then a little over a year ago, my father, a 42-year veteran in the Navy, he was a fighter pilot. Grace Townsend helped us get a flyover arranged for his graveside, and on behalf of my family, thank you so much. Very much appreciated, sir. Thank you.
I think this lady was next. Okay.
So my concern is with the blatant lying of our president. So I'd like to ask you, you're an Assembly of God member, and I take it you believe in the Ten Commandments.
I go to an Assembly of God church. I was raised in the Church of Christ. We now go to an AG church in Lee's Summit, yes. And I do believe in the Ten Commandments, but I also believe in the New Testament.
Yeah. So one of the Ten Commandments is do not bear false witness, which means do not lie. So I'm curious, how do you, in your mind, put together supporting this man who lies every single day so blatantly that, just so blatantly, with your beliefs that lying is bad and et cetera? How do you put that in your mind? I'm curious.
How do you reconcile that?
Yes, how do you reconcile that? Thank you.
Well, now you've opened up religion. I wasn't going to come here and preach, but but I am going to tell you how I personally feel about this, okay?
About him lying.
Yeah, I'm going to answer your question, if you let me. Okay. I believe, and you may disagree with me, but I believe that God throughout history, and if you study the Bible, this is in the Bible, that he uses probably the most imperfect people to carry out his perfect will. King David, a man after God's own heart. Do you know about his life?
A little bit.
What did he do?
Repent.
I know, but what did he do?
Supported the people who needed it the most.
So my point is that when you elect a president, you are not going to get a perfect person. There is no perfect person. And I know that there are many in this room who feel like Donald Trump is the opposite of perfect. But he is our president. 77 million Americans voted for him to be our president. And I would tell you that while I don't necessarily feel this way about President Biden or Kamala Harris, and I haven't been nasty towards that, some in our party have. I don't think that's right to personally attack people in that manner. There were some who felt like Joe Biden lied. There were.
Not
and comp. So, how much lying is acceptable in politics? I try to be right. I try to be transparent. I can only answer for what I do, what comes out of my mouth, and how I respond to people.
When you say the other day in Bolivar that Trump never said that Zelensky and Ukraine were the aggressors, that I read that in my newspaper, that you said, oh no, Trump never said that. He did say that. It's in print.
I was mistaken.
Okay.
fully believe, if anyone's questioning this, I fully believe that Putin is the aggressor in this.
But Trump doesn't.
But I also, well, I'm not the president, and I don't have control over President Trump. I don't have a cell phone number, and I don't go to, down to the White House because I'm not voting the way that he wants, and he drags me down there, okay, to try to change my mind. I am my own person, but I do believe that President Trump is there for a reason, and that's to turn this country around. And that's why I support his America First agenda. And I also accept that he's not a perfect person. Neither am I. But God is in control. And I'll leave it with that. Yes, sir.
Well, thanks for being here, first of all. I really am grateful that you're among a few Republicans willing to go back to the district. So I really am grateful for that.
What's your name?
Jeff Stack. I'm
Jeff,
sorry.
Good to see you, buddy.
You as well. You as well. And I want to thank Sam, too. He arranged for, we had a meeting with several constituents. So I guess I'm over about a month and a half ago, but I'm disappointed that he was going to get answers from your office in D.C. about different perspectives, and we never heard back from
okay.
you.
We're going to look it up right
yeah,
now.
That'd be great.
What is your name again?
Jeff Stack.
Jeff Stack.
Yeah.
Sam, will you look? He's got his computer open.
But I got a question, though. Question then, too. So one issue, I mean, there are several issues. We have disagreements, I know, on different
right.
points, but we can be civil about a lot of them. But currently right now in Gaza, there's famine. You know, more than 300 people have died in the last couple of weeks. More than 100 of them are children. 60,000 plus have been killed in the war by Israel. That's a real conservative number. It's more, probably more like 100 or 150,000 who have died. And now, today, Israel is trying to pummel and destroy Gaza City. Tell all the people of Gaza to leave. And there's a million people there. This is a genocide by any standards around the planet. People are seeing that this is what it is. Earlier, yesterday, in the Security Council, all the member nations of the Security Council voted for a measure to have an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. again issued a veto, halted that from going forward. You, as our representative, have been part of, in the last, I guess it was from October 2023 to September, $23 billion going from the U.S. to Israel for weapons. Now, I guess what I'd like to ask you is, will you continue to support unlimited military spending going to Israel to participate in this genocide? Because the blood of Gazans, of people of Palestine, are on our hands right now. And so are you going to continue to support that? I would love to see you make a statement to say, it's time to have a halt to the war. We need to stop sending weapons. There needs to be an embargo on Israel at this present time. And we need to get humanitarian aid into Gaza without hesitation. What will you do about that? Or you can continue to be part of enabling genocide in our name.
We could talk an hour about this because there's a lot of facets to this. But I want to give you an answer. No, I will not stop support for Israel. Israel
no conditions on that support?
Can I let me finish?
Sure, please.
Israel needs to finish the job. This could all... I forgot to mention, the one rule I have is I will not talk over anyone. I think that's disrespectful. So if you want to talk or jeer or yell, that's just taking up your time here. I support Israel. I believe that in the previous administration, Joe Biden did not allow them to have the armaments they needed, including JDAMs, which are made right here in St.
Charles.
Louis, yeah, to go out and finish the job with Hamas. And Jeff, this is what I tell people in Washington, that the people who chase me down with cameras, they're very. I stopped and had a conversation with a lady wearing a pink shirt. She couldn't believe I stopped and talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I appreciate you being here because it makes me really focus and concentrate on why I believe what I believe. But I asked her the same thing. I told her the same thing I'm going to tell you right now. This could all be over if Hamas would release the hostages and surrender. Why don't they do that?
That's a real simplistic answer.
It is. It's a simple
it's
answer.
Not true, though.
Jeff,
83%.
I have been to Near Oz,
yeah.
where these people were brutally raped, kidnapped,
in
burned
Israel.
Alive
in Israel
right. at a kibbutz there.
Yeah.
And the family that was taken hostage, the little redheaded kids that they were executed a couple of months ago, maybe it's 6 months ago now, because Israel was getting close to rescuing them. I saw their house where their laundry was still in the dryer.
Did you go to Gaza by chance, or the West Bank, to see what's happening to
the West Bank? I couldn't get into Gaza. There was a
you haven't been
security
not,
issue.
Yeah, they don't allow.
I know that
journalists either from outside from other parts of the world to see what's going on there.
I know that there are humanitarian concerns there. Part of the problem early on was UNRWA.
18,000
children
killed.
Which was a corrupt organization that
is. It wasn't corrupt. They were feeding the people for decades. They've been providing a lifeline. Instead, we have U.S.-supported mass slaughter, people begging for food, going to pick up food.
Global Health Fund is in there. The problem is, and we can argue about this for another 20 minutes, Hamas is using food as leverage and commandeering a lot of this aid that is going in.
There
that
is
a fact.
Right,
yes, there is.
No, there is
global humanitarian. Yes. And the IDF is having to go in and provide the security.
They're not providing
for the global.
The IDF is participating in slaughter. We're going to disagree, but I'd like to see us end the genocide.
Well, I would like to see this end as well, and I'm sure the families of the hostages, and what kind of monsters keep bodies as hostages?
Well,
what
Israel does. Just
people.
Recent, a few weeks ago, a few
sick
weeks ago, Israel, a settler shot to death a man who was filming an incident in Masafa Yalta in that area, and Israel held the body of the victim. I mean. So both sides have committed atrocities.
We shouldn't be
making the people suffer, all of Gaza. Anyway, yeah, I appreciate your time. I know other people have questions too.
Yes, sir. How are you? What's your name?
Sam Stroop, Howard County. I have sons that have been able to get onto the marketplace for health insurance. Where do you stand on extending the enhanced premium tax that will allow people still to get affordable insurance in our county? If we don't get it, I know of three rural hospitals within 30 miles of us that will probably close. Do you support the extension of the enhanced premium tax?
Will you repeat his question?
He said, would I support the expansion of the enhanced premium tax or the continuance of that? I know this is a big concern. The what we got through with the one big beautiful bill, I don't like using that term because it upsets people, so I go out to HR 1 reconciliation. Some of these changes have been made. I think we're gonna go back and make some additional changes to these. Some of the things that should not have been taken off. When we
won't that take 60 votes in the Senate?
It will take 60 votes in the Senate. No, it will not if we do another reconciliation. And there's talk now about doing another reconciliation, which this could be part of. I am very thankful that we did put in the original HR 1, the $50 billion for the Rural Transformation Fund to help offset some of these potential losses to the rural hospitals. I was telling the ladies here, we have 54 rural hospitals in Missouri, 16 of them in our district. I visited four last week, probably seven in total. I'm going to try to make them all. I'm meeting with the CEOs. I'm meeting with the administrators. I'm meeting with personnel there. And we're trying to help where we can to access money out of this fund. We're going to help them do that. I'm on the Appropriations Committee now, and we are able to get some projects for these hospitals, new HVAC systems we're looking at for Bates County, ambulances. We got $2 million for an obstetric robotic system for Golden Valley Hospital in Clinton. We will look at that and try to get that extended, yeah. I'm not making any commitments on that. I need to study that. I want to be an informed when I vote on something. I think this woman back here with the, yes.
So, what's your name?
About 20 years
my hearing's going.
I said, as being an Oxford over 200 town, I've watched the community directly struggle and provide culture. So how is taking money away from our healthcare and our children and the education system and disenfranchising the community expected to build up that same community when you're taking away all the resources, all of the free lunch for kids, the funding for programs for kids so they can stay active and stay out of trouble? And all of those are going to the wayside, and I mean, I hate to say sorry, not sorry, but at this point I feel like you guys are just victims of police and I get the talking part.
Her main gist of the question was, how can we reconcile, I don't want to put in your words, but the cuts to, for kids, for healthcare and education, okay? You know, what I found interesting on this town hall tour, there's a lot of passion, and I think rightfully so, because there's a lot of changes going on. But I think there's maybe some misinformation out there about what HR 1 reconciliation package does and how Medicaid is going to work. All right. To my understanding, children are not going to be kicked off of Medicaid. We are the only office in Congress to set up a hotline. It's called the Heartland Hotline. It's, if you go to our website, it's on there. I don't know the number. I should have it memorized. These changes do not kick in until January of 2027, and that's giving states, Missouri is ahead of other states, the time they need to come up with the systems, because people are going to need to report every 6 months. So, am I going to talk over you? What? We have the Heartland Hotline. Go to our website. If anyone that you know is kicked off of Medicaid or SNAP that qualifies to be on that, we are going to fight for those individuals. We're not going to ask what party you're from. We want to make sure that if you qualify, if you are not an able-bodied adult, here's the number. If you got a pen, write it down. 816-281-6674. That's 816-281-6674. That's the Heartland Hotline. But again, the qualifications are there. The average, I think 72-74% of Americans agree that we should have some parameters to receive Medicaid and SNAP. And then when it comes to SNAP, you're talking about the health of children. We are making these changes to make it healthier. There was some criticism of Secretary Kennedy, and I understand that. He is, along with Secretary Rollins under the USDA, trying to make our choices for our kids healthier in the SNAP program. $7.5 billion a year of your taxpayer dollars goes to buy sugary drinks.
So you're just going to cut that funding from those families and
no,
the children?
No, 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 I'm not. No, that's a miss. I can't see your face.
That are supporting our children and our schools and our most vulnerable. And so when this money has just disappeared.
You're talking in generalities.
I am talking about humans. I am talking about the children in Howard County, the people in Howard County who are addicted to drugs, who have mental health issues.
Okay,
can't
if you have a mental
health
issue, you're going to qualify.
If it's
talking about things that may not even happen, and that's how do I get up here and stand it? Because it needs reform so we can have the systems in place for the people who truly need it. It would be if there was an estimate from the CBO that if we do nothing, these programs could be gone in 8 years. And so we have to make reforms now to, you know, and I hear that mantra all the time. I've heard it. That's not true. We are not changing. We have extended the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act from 2017. They're going to be the exact same. What we're doing is we're saving the average person in this room, this family, $2,600 a month.
That's what my grocery bill is showing.
$2,600 a month?
In taxes. That would, had we not renewed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, the average family in America would have seen a $2,600 tax increase. Okay.
Can I say what I mentioned about lying?
You are standing here saying lies, and it's about killing.
We have a disagreement. You know, here's what gets me. Here's what gets me is because I may disagree with you, but I'm not going to say you're lying.
Yes, you are.
Right, you are lying.
So, okay.
Facts are facts. You can't manipulate facts to say what you want them to.
This veteran back here has been waiting patiently, sir. Thank you for your service.
I have two questions. My name is Philip Salmon. Did you vote in support of Trump's big ugly bill? Did you vote for it?
I voted for H.R. 1, the reconciliation package, Trump's otherwise
big,
known
as, we know it,
as
Trump's big
one
ugly bill.
Big, beautiful bill. And do you know why it was named One Big Beautiful Bill? Because there were some in Congress, including Lindsey Graham and others, who wanted two separate reconciliation bills. Jason Smith, who's the chair of Ways and Means, and others, and I agree with that. We need to put it all in one bill. And Trump has a way of branding things, whether you like it or not. And that's what he called it. And so that's what's on the bill.
One more question. Do you think the election was stolen from Trump in 2020? Yes or no?
I think that four states circumvented the Constitution of the United States of America to set in place by the executives of those states because of COVID and other reasons.
Yes or no?
No, I'm telling you.
Yes or no?
There were irregularities in that, and four states circumvented the Constitution of the United States to for that election. And that's, you know, the Supreme Court disagrees with that. What? I have to look into that. That's the first I've heard about that. When did that come out?
That has been the last month
ago. Sorry, I don't know anything, but I'll look into that.
Mark. I hope you do. They're going to stand up there and talk about election fraud.
That's it. One more.
One more question. Yes, ma'am.
On the changes to Medicaid in this H.R. 1, what is Congress doing to go after the companies that administer Medicaid and are committing fraud?
Good question. I think we should do as much as we can. I don't know specifically what we're doing to do that, but you know, Medicaid and Medicare fraud is a serious federal offense. This whole scope of this conversation, and we've been dealing with healthcare issues for a long time, insurance coverage. We've got to bring the cost of medicine down. A lot of that, the high cost of medicine right now, is because of lawyers who don't want tort reform, who pumped a lot of money into the political scene. They don't want tort reform. The insurance companies are providing the insurance to the doctors at a high rate, and doctors are having to have this insurance because they're in over-prescribing studies and things to cover their butts so they don't get sued, or if and when they do get sued, they can say, we tried all these other things. So we've got to...
The high cost of healthcare on our doctors and not being able to
No, 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 I didn't say that. No, 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 I didn't say that.
Okay, I just
clarifying
that it's
the
doctor's fault.
No, 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 no. I'm blaming it on the lawyers. What I'm saying is doctors are having, in order to stay in business, and some are moving from Missouri over to Kansas and other place where they have, they don't have as many issues with juries. But the problem is the high cost of medical care, and we need to address that. And no one's ever talking about that. Okay?
Well, people talk about Europe and how we are the only industrialized country without universal health care.
Don't believe in universal health care.
Can I ask you one question?
How much money do you accept from the Israeli lobby?
Let me set the record straight on this. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact figure, but people who are believe in Israel give money.
No, believe what about Israel?
Who believe that in the state of Israel, preserving the state of Israel.
Okay. Now, they're committing a genocide right now, and you're saying they need to complete the task?
Yes.
Is that the form of final solution for the Palestinian problem so that Israel can...
They need to find us. Look, Israel needs to be secure. They need to be have a secure state where they feel at peace and can live in harmony with whoever's living next to them. If anyone in this room went to their neighborhood and the person on your right wants you dead, the person on your left wants you dead, the person behind you wants you dead, that would not be a very peaceful place.
The civilian casualties are 83% right now, 83%.
Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
If you come up with the number, we'd like to know.